Do you want to know how to sleep with yoga? That's probably one of the most important questions that you can ask. So it's a good thing that you're going to watch this important video. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I offer real yoga for real people. We're all about connection. Connection with a teacher, and teachings that allow you to connect with your true self and to a community of people who support each other on a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you're new here, thank you so much for subscribing and turning on those notifications. In the month of January of 2018, I am putting out a brand new video like this every day for our New Year 30-Day Yoga Challenge. On day 28, you will receive a video for yoga for when you are on your period. On day 29, it will be a video for what yoga should you do when you are tired. And then on day 30, the last day of the challenge, woohoo, it will be what yoga can I practice when I am sick? So if those videos sound helpful to you, then when you subscribe and press that little bell, you will make sure that the videos show up in your YouTube subscription feed, and then you will get every single video in our 30-day challenge this month. So before I show you the best yoga poses for when you are tired and what yoga you should do when you want to sleep, I want to point you to the best resources for yoga to help you sleep. So if you go to melissawest.com/sleep, I will send you 7 days of yoga for sleep. That is 7 days with the best yoga, Ayurveda, self-massage, and pranayama or breath practices to help you get the best possible night's sleep. So how to sleep with yoga? Well, this is a vital question, and I am really glad that you are asking it. We are a culture that is suffering from chronic anxiety, chronic tension, and panic attacks. We're stressed out. We're constantly on high alert. We feel urgency from everything. We're slaves to our to-do lists. We're wired and frazzled, and we're sleep-deprived. Many of us experience chronic insomnia. The insomnia anxiety cycle is real, and I have nothing but compassion for all of us who suffer with it. We often carry the stress of our lives into our sleep, and then we wake up and we don't feel rested. Research from the March 2017 Behavioral Brain Research Journal reported that more than one quarter of the world's population suffers from sleep problems. In their study, they observed that inflammation of the nervous tissue and the neuronal cell death continued even 3 weeks after people experienced sleep deprivation induced in their experiment. In a study in the April 2017 Oxford Academic Journal of Sleep, they found that restless sleep with more waking and irregular sleep timing contributed to increased perceived stress for people. We need rest. Sleep heals. When you go to sleep at night, your body repairs and restores itself. And during your sleep, your body releases hormones that encourage tissue growth. You also make more white blood cells that attack viruses and bacteria. So, how can we sleep with yoga? Back to our original questions. One of the best ways that I know how is through a guided meditation called Yoga Nidra. Nidra means sleep. Yoga Nidra is a sleep-based conscious relaxation meditation technique. It's a yogic sleep where you're guided from a dream state into a sleep state and finally to a deep state of relaxation where your thoughts drop right off and yet you are still fully aware. Yoga Nidra or sleep yoga is a form of meditation where you get the benefits of meditation and a deep night's sleep. If you've practiced yoga before, then you'll be familiar with something we do at the end of class called Shavasana or corpse pose, where you lie down at the end of a yoga class. And Yoga Nidra is kind of like that, except you get to lie down for longer while you're guided through rotating your consciousness or your awareness through your body. You begin by focusing on your physical body, which allows you to relax. And then throughout the meditation, you're taken into the deeper layers of your emotional and your energetic bodies to a place where you are no longer concerned about your to-do list and your endless obligations. So this will help you rest deeply and unwind patterns of tension and stress. Now, normally in our waking state, our brains experience something called beta waves. And this fast activity in our brains that is present when we're alert and attentive and involved in problem solving, judgment, and decision making, it happens when we're focused on mental activities. Now, when we practice yoga nidra, we move through slower and slower brain waves, starting with alpha waves, which are more relaxed. And as we move into alpha wave state, we become more relaxed, and a mood regulating chemical transmitter called serotonin gets released, which makes you feel more calm. Then the next state that you go through is the theta waves. Your thoughts actually slow down, and you're able to go through emotional release and integration at this level. This is a state that your brain goes through between sleeping and daydreaming, or sleeping and dreaming. So you probably are familiar with it. When we get to the deepest and the slowest recorded brain waves in human beings, it's called the delta wave. This is when we're getting into the juiciest place in terms of restoration. This is the level at which our organs regenerate and the stress hormone cortisol is actually removed from your system. So when you reach that delta wave, you feel completely rejuvenated when you wake up after yoga nidra or a very good night's sleep. Your immune system can do its work, and your body is healed and restored on a very deep level. Now, in our culture, very few people enter into the deep states of theta and delta waves on a regular basis. So, unfortunately, our bodies are not restoring themselves, which is why you are asking, how can I sleep with yoga? So, my answer for you is yoga nidra. I do have several yoga nidra classes in my membership community. And of course, as always, I will link to them in the show notes. So you know the drill now. If you are not here, you just click show more on that YouTube link and they will be there for you. Plus, I will link to the yoga nidra that I recorded in 2010. I know it's a long time ago now, but it's still a good class, and I link to where it starts in the class. Back then, I did a sun salutation to calm your body down first, and then we did the yoga nidra. However, don't lose sleep over this. One of my main intentions in 2018 is to start teaching a lot more yoga nidra. So be sure to subscribe and turn on notifications, especially on my main YouTube channel, which is Dr. Melissa West for yoga nidra. In fact, we are actually already preparing our bodies for yoga nidra in our Monday meditation classes in our membership community right now. Now, if you made it all the way to the end of this video, it feels a little longer than usual, then put, I'm so good at sleeping, I can do it with my eyes closed in the comments. Thank you so much for pressing that like button. If you know somebody who would benefit from this video, and I know there are a lot of sleep deprived people out there, then please share it across all of your socials. I know people will appreciate this. Remember to subscribe, because tomorrow I'm going to be releasing a video about yoga for when you're on your period. It's a very popularly requested video. And thank you so much for watching. Namaste.